Shalom of Rach, Bez Hashem, continue Mishnah Sif from Ois Samach, Shin number 117. Ois Samach tiye gago lemailo arucha dahainu shetei gago shova lechadchila. The letter Samach, the top of it should be flat. It should be flat straight across. Ki hi chof vivov. What are the letters of the Samach? So the Samach is really a combination of a chof and a vav. Now that's also really... The chaf and the vav also make a mem psuchin, open mem, or mem stuma, depending on where you round the or square the outside of this letter. So you have here that you don't want it to be a rounded top, but rather a flat top. And the bottom, the base, is not flat all the way across, but rather... just in the center, there's a little flatness, but the right and the left sides, as well as the top right, they are all rounded. Once again, the top right, the bottom right, and the bottom left are all rounded, and there's a little base at the bottom where the samach rests flat. And then we're going to see also that the samach has this little protrusion that comes out in the top left. Just like a vav, just like the vav comes out, so too the samach we said is a chaf and a vav, so too this also by the samach, it comes out on the top left, it comes out a little. Okay, now continue with the ois ayin. The letter ayin is like a yud, which is facing upward, just like by the aleph, the yud is on the top right and the facing upward. Ois ayin ye Ois rishon ke'en yud upneha k'tzas klapi mailech etchilo, should be facing upward a little, not straight. Dim hakav shav apostle, afil with the evidence, it's just a straight line, the way a person might make it, we'll call it a stick figure ayin. So he says here, afil with the evidence, this will be apostle. V'gufa mashuch tachtel ba'amid k'tzas, it should be a little on the slant. In other words, the ayin is not lying flat on the line, but it's a little on the slant, and you don't want it to come straight down like it's standing up in the bottom of the ayin. The im legami ba'amida, and then the tmunos ayin karoi. It's not going to be a proper ayin if it's standing up on the base of it. It's sarachin afilu im b'diavid, and it's a shayla even b'diavid if it's standing up. And we'll see in the picture on page 306, number 12, what that means. You also don't want it to the leg of the ayin. You don't want it to be extending too much. It shouldn't be coming out too far away from the left side on a slant. Now, the left top part of the ayin, right? The ayin has a right side and a left side. So the left side is really a zayin. It's a zayin. Now, what is the letter zayin? Zayin is when the line coming down is in the middle of the box. Yeah, imagine you have a box on top and it's coming down in the middle. And you don't want it to be on the right side of the box, because then it's going to look like a vav. So what you want to come back down in the middle, and you don't want to be too thin. You don't want the roish of it to be too thin on the top left, as well as you don't want to be too thick. And if you blackened in, if you thickened in the openings, just like by the aleph, if you thicken in the parts where it's supposed to be thin by the ayin, so this also will be a problem. It will not be kosher. And also you have to make sure that the top right and left parts of the ayin do not touch. Now we come to the letter pei. The pei is a very fascinating letter because there are actually two letters in one, meaning that the letter pei, of course, the outside of it is a pei. In the inside of the letter pei, we want to form the letter beis. Ois pei kfuf etzarech liyois lalchadchilo. You want to have a zavis, a corner in the inside, in the top right inside. On the outside also, you also want a small corner. Now the back of it, the right back of it, should be bent over. Should be not flat straight and not totally round, but bent over. So it's like a little curve. From the top down to the bottom, it's a curve. V'chein lemata, so to the bottom right of all of these letters, meaning the pei, the nun, the chof, the tzadi, all the bottom right parts of all of these letters are rounded, or they're all rounded. The pei is rounded, which we're discussing now. The nun, the regular nun, the chaf, the regular chaf, and the regular tzadi. Now you want to form a beis with the right extension of a, call it a stem or a tail, that is the form of a letter beis. The white inside is Surah's base. This will not be Ma'akabit Yevet. Now there's a discussion, if you make the base without this right tail, the right extension, and you just make it, it looks a little more like a chaf. Better to make the base without the heel, without the akev, as opposed to making what's called a broken pay. That's the part I missed over there, but you don't want to make a broken. What does a broken pay mean? Broken pay means in the back right, we said it's supposed to be from the top down to the bottom, it's supposed to be on the curve going straight down. You don't want any protrusion coming out in order to create the base with the akev, with the heel, as you'll see in picture number 6. You don't want to create any what's called pay shover. So to avoid, if a person doesn't know how to make the base on the inside with the tail, with the edge of it sticking out, then better to make one that looks more like a chaf, but it's considered to be still kosher. V'yelo gamze lechatchila. It should have a tag on the top, one like oikets, and it should be flush to the left edge of the pei. Now, discussing the inside of the pei, it's to some degree, it's like a chaf and a vav. Now, the vav is upside down, and the tip of the vav, is that like oikets we just mentioned? Is that like stem? So, you don't want to do it the wrong way inverted, but you create your base from the inside when you have your vav upside down, as in picture number 9. For this reason, the nekuda, the drop, meaning the yud, should be coming down. It's that small on the left side, small agula, ketunas roish havav, just like the letter of the vav. He says further that you don't want to have any part of the inside of the pei. It's very important now. Cannot be touching any part of the pei. Cannot be touching the bottom, the top, the side. It has to be hanging down in the middle, as well as it cannot be facing outward. It has to be facing inward. If it faces outward, to some degree, it looks like a tuff. You also don't want to extend the gag. Just like by the letter hey, if it's in the middle, as we learned earlier by letter hey, if it's in the middle of the gag, it's going to be possible. So too over here, we don't want the pay to be in the middle, but rather coming down on the left side, flush to the left side, and it should be towards the edge, and that's a kosher, that is a kosher pay. Now, the pay, the nekuda, the inside, has to be connected to the top. And if it's not connected to the top, it will be possible. And he says here, now, if the child can read it as a pay, then you can fix it, and it can even be helpful to go back. You're all even permitted to go back by tefillin mezuzahs to go back and fix it. Now, this, once again, it's connected with a small little amount, a small line, small little amount of ink, just like by the aleph is connected the yud to the base with a small amount. You don't want to make it too thick. If it's too thick, this would also be a problem. Now we continue with ois fei pshuta. Fei pshuta means the long, the fei at the end of the word, the end of fei. Ois fei pshuta tzorech la'asois lechadchila bezavis lemaila. You should make it the zavis, the corner on top. K'may she'akfu fei lemaila. So you want to make a rounded top right corner. Now the inside of the fei should be a corner, the outside should be rounded, just like the regular fey. Furthermore, you want to be able to bend the leg of this end of fey upward, lying flat. And if you can do that, then that's the proper length of the fey. The line coming down, bent up, will create the proper line length of the fey. You don't want to make it too short, with like a little drop afterwards. But the evidence yesh lo beregel yemini mikinegin mokom hanekud lomato kimola yud dai bekach. We have a small, like yud size, but the evidence is sufficient. But you don't want to do that lechatchila. Now, if you don't make any length past the nekuda on the left side, the nekuda means that inside the inside yud. If you don't make it the right leg past that, then it will be possible. However, by Sefer Torah, you can extend it, and even by Tefillin, L'chadchil B'vadechai, L'sakei Na'ois, L'ashlimoi K'din, V'im Bez Mishum Shalai K'sidron, K'even D'Bolei Tikkun Hukashir. So he says that if it's coming down a little past the end of Fei, the dot, the Nakud on the left side, if it's coming down a little past, of course you have to fix it. By Sefer Torah, you have to go back and fix it. By Tfil Mezuzas, since you have the tsura of the letter, the tsura of letter is there already, then you can also go back and it's not a problem of Shalai Kisidron. Then he says here also, Vasiyas Nakuda Hapeya V'oikso Hu HaKol Kimai Bekufa. You want to make the same oikets on the top left side of the gag, just like by the regular pay, and the Nakuda itself, on the bottom left of the Nakuda is the Yud, that's in the inside. It should be rounded on the bottom left. And it should be made sure to face on the inside, because if it's facing on the outside, if the Nakuda, the Vav, is facing on the outside, it once again looks like a Taf and not like a Fei. And it has to be, of course, connected to its Gag. Let's see further here with the letter Tzadi. The Tzadi Kfufa, the Tzadi that's called Kfuf, meaning bent over, because the bottom part of it is bent, as opposed to the tzadi pshuta, which is long, the tzadi at the end of a word. So oit tzadi kfufa tumunasa, it's really a combination of a nun and a yud. The nun and the yud on the back of the, on the nun. And the top right of this yud has to be facing on the slant upward. V'yidbak regel hayud dibuk toiv. And it should be connected. You can't have it hanging next to it. It has to be 100% connected because it's one word. It's one letter, rather. And you have to make sure that you're not putting it at the bottom right of the nun, but rather in the middle of the nun, on the outside, the middle of the nun outside. That's where the yud is placed. And you don't want it to look like an ayin, but you want it to look like a tzadi. V'roisha hasheni, yeah, the left side has to be like a zayin. The top has to be like zayin, meaning that the head of it is in the center, and we have three tagin on the top as well. You don't want it to be too much to the right, because then it's going to look like a nun, and it should be more on the thinner side. You don't want to make it too thick. The neck, the tzavar, the neck of the tzadi, yektzas av v'oruch tzas, umute litzad yemin, it should be facing towards the right side, meaning that the left top part of the tzadi should be facing a little towards the right side, and this will permit a person to write a letter right next to this ois. You want to be able to write a letter right next to the ois, tzadi, but if it's too much to the left side, the top left, too much to the left side, then the next letter will be farther away. Now, we want to have the tzadi is supposed to have a little extension on the bottom, just like we had it by the bays. We had the tail, if you will, or the oikets of the bays protruding a little, the heel of the bays coming out. So too, it's not called the heel in the front, but you also want to have a little protrusion of the tzadi coming forward, just like you have by the nun going a little forward as well. And like we mentioned, also the three tagin on the top, and you have to make sure the yud is connected to the nun to form the tzadi, and also it should not be the top the connection where it's connected, the part where it's connected, has to be a thin amount of ink, not a lot, large amount of ink. And of course, the yud and the nun to form the tzadi are not permitted to be touching. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we will continue with Ois Tzadi. Well, we're going to continue with Ois Tzadi actually right now. Tzadi Pshuta. This is the Tzadi Pshuta. This is the end of Tzadi. Ois Tzadi Pshuta, yeah, Roisha Kimoi Bishal Kfufa. The top is the same top as the one we just learned. The Morkeves Gamkein, the Yud Venun, is also a hybrid of a Yud and a Nun. The Ach Minun Pshuta, but it's really of a Nun and a Nun. Kain Gufo Pashut, that's why it's Pashut, means it's straight down. K'moy Ois Nun Pshuta. The Shir Orucho, the length of it, how far down do you have to go, is also the Chadchila Kadesh Yeroi Lasu Tzadik Fufo, in order to be able to pull up the bottom leg of it and make a Tzadik Kfufa, a Ben Tzadi. The B'dievet Pasuk Rimigodem, Shim Hoitzi Mimokam Edibu Kayud Lenun, K'moy Mole Yud Kosher. If you have a little extension, it's supposed to be longer to be able to come create a tzadik fufa, but if it's just the length of a yud, that is sufficient b'dieved. But if you don't have that, even that small amount, then it's tzarechian, it's a shayla to whether or not it's going to be kosher. The last 3 points is that the thin connection from the yud to the base of the Zion, which forms the end of Tzadi, it should be thin and not too thick, which would be a problem if it is too thick. Of course, the tops cannot be touching, and the part that has to be connected from the right to the left have to be 100% connected. So Mitzvah Hashem will continue next with Ois Kuf, almost at the tail end of Mishnah's Sefer.